Program. Let's begin this hour on line number three. So good morning to the president of the NLTA. That's Dean Ingram. Good morning, Dean. You're on the air.
And good morning to you, Patty.
Welcome to the show. So when is your term up officially, Dean?
My term ends at the end of July, July 31st, and up until then, I'll be continuing to do what I can for the teachers of the province and advocating for what we need in the school system. But I've enjoyed the past 4 years, but I'm looking forward to maybe a change in the fall when I go back to teaching in the classroom.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's stating the patently obvious. It has been a very trying year on every front imaginable, and it's been a difficult year for the province of students, teachers, administrators, custodial staff, bus drivers, everyone in the education system, trying to be nimble and shift on the fly and try to still accommodate the educational needs, now in conjunction with an intense focus on public health at the same time. I mean, I don't know how the teachers have fared. I have some experience. Some of my friends are teachers. My wife's in the education system. So I know it's been tricky. Well, what's the overwhelming or overall reaction you get?
I think you made the statement that it's entirely accurate. This has been a challenging year for everyone attached to education, from students, from parents, to teachers, school administrators, up and down the line, and yes, to the district, to the Department of Education. Everyone's been challenged. In my heart of hearts, I do believe that while I may have taken issue with some of the decisions made over the past year by some of the decision makers, I really truly believe that everyone was making decisions that they truly felt was in the best interest of our students, and that's what it has to be about. That being said, teachers are looking forward to getting some time this summer to rejuvenate, to get prepared for what we all hope is a more normal version of the school year that starts in September.
The big concern for many would be preparation for the next grade level, especially if you're moving from primary to elementary, junior, and you know the deal. But for high schoolers, you know, in all of the reopening plan for Canadians to travel on the 1st of July and then the transitions right through September 15th is the last date they itemize, still no real clear guidance on high school. There's every reason to believe that we're going to be back in school full time unless something goes completely haywire, because all the reopening and the crowd sizes and what have you, that should indeed include a return to school for high schoolers. How important is it for teachers and people working in the high school system to get a better understanding so that they can do some mental prep over the summer and not decompress all the while with the gray area of the unknowns for the coming September season?
As we've raised last summer going to this September, the more advanced notice that teachers have in terms of what the dynamic is, the better able they are to prepare for what the school system have. Again, the epidemiology, the trend for the province is in the right direction, but I just want to mention this, is that while everyone absolutely wants a more return to normal that's more closely mirrors what we've had, we may not be complete, but we all want to get as close to it as possible. The best pathway to getting there is when some restrictions are getting alleviated, people still need to follow the necessary precautions, the mask wearing where appropriate, something as simple as regular hand washing, hand sanitizing, all those measures. Try and keeping exposure to those outside of your circles as limited as possible. All those things make sense, and our best way to get to what we need for the fall is to ensure that we continue to do what we need to do over the course of the summer.
One of the issues, you know, we'll talk about hand sanitizing. There's going to be a mask review in September, which seems like an awful long way down the road. But some of the cleaning hard surfaces and whatnot, it's been referred to as hygiene theater. Because now that we know it's airborne, the real trick for public buildings will be ventilation systems. In some schools, the ventilation system was open the window, and that's simply not good enough. So do you happen to have a better understanding of how many schools are going to get some attention to their HVAC systems or installation of new technology for air ventilation? Because it's not just about COVID-19. I mean, air quality is important in the school regardless.
Air quality in this province has been an issue in schools going back a number of years. I can think back to my time as a school administrator. There was a school I was in which had a concern about fungal contamination. Again, going back a number of years. We always hear consistently issue with CO2. Ventilation is key and critical. I did know that in the budget there was monies announced for remediation. Was it enough? There was some. But I think we always had to be aware that we need to continue moving towards getting our schools as equipped as possible. Part of that, as you so rightfully mentioned, is ventilation procedures. We know that right now COVID, this virus, is an airborne virus, and one of the keys to keeping our schools as safe as possible is ensure that ventilation is as thorough as possible. These are discussions that I'll be looking forward to engaging in for the remainder of my term. I have all the faith in the world. Those are discussions that will continue with Mr. Langdon and the incoming provincial executive. And these are things we have to look to. Again, the hygiene, the surface contamination, we know that that may play a role, but a more significant role is certainly on the ventilation side.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all buildings, I said public, but even for private buildings, I think it's going to be something that we've seen a new light shone on as to what air quality really means for where people congregate, work, or what have you. Last one for you, Dean. So,
I hope you enjoy that ringtone. I've had it, but there you go.
A little hoe down. Okay.
Benny Hill, there you go, but that's another story.
Good stuff. Oh, it was the Benny Hill theme, so it was. Okay, last one. There's concerns, and I know teachers will have done their level best. I mean, the vast majority of teachers in this system...
good Lord.
Maybe put that on vibrate. Just throw that up.
Good
there.
Lord.
Okay. All right, now I won't stop thinking about Benny Hill all morning. Okay, let's keep going. I don't even know what I was going to ask you. Oh, yes, I do. So, teachers would have done their level best. There are lots of quality educators out there. Are they telling or talking to you about any concerns about how prepared students may be for the next grade? Because there's lots of families talking to me about it. And the big ones will be kindergarten to 1, 3 to 4, 6 to 7, 9 to 10. And, of course, probably the most critical area is the graduating students and what it means to be fully prepared for post-secondary. Do teachers share those concerns?
Teachers always have concerns at where their teachers are, our students are when they leave the school year. That's something that's not changed. This week, teachers are engaged in analyzing where their students are in light of where they would have liked them to be, analyzing what core curriculum objectives need to be covered, and looking at that there. Is this June, in terms of progress, students different than maybe June of 2018? Undoubtedly. But what teachers will do is they will take the data that they glean from their analysis of where their students are by grade level, and this will be passed on. For example, the grade 4 teacher will get a report from the grade 3 teachers as to where they were. Yes, over the course of next year, there are always within the curriculum, there are those that are absolutely must-knows, there are the should-knows, the could-knows, and the nice-to-knows. That's the way I've always, since I started teaching 30 years ago, within the curriculum, it's a very broad curriculum. Teachers will be focusing on, they will need to focus on, the core parts of the grade-level curriculum as they inherit these students to ensure that those gaps are made up, any potential gaps are made up over the course of the next school year. For graduating students, obviously these are things there, and any post-secondary institutions will have to recognize. My understanding is that Memorial and Kona have already agreed that they recognize that there may be some piece of curriculum that will need to be better versed in their first-year courses, and these are things that everyone has to work together.
Well, 100%, because educational outcomes, that's in everybody's best interest, the students and right through the department alike and the district, and we don't know how this district absorbed into the department's actually going to work, but that's the next conversation, I guess. Dean, anything in summary before we say goodbye?
No, I just wanted to say first and foremost is that as our province moves forward, education is a key piece to our economic recovery, and these are things that decision makers need to consider. And I guess in closing, Patty, I just want to say thanks to you, thanks to your audience, thanks for VOCM for always providing a vehicle for me to speak out on issues and matters related to education from the NLTA perspective. It's been my pleasure, and thank you so much for affording the opportunity to do so.
I appreciate the calls, Dean. Thank you very much. Stay in touch.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.